Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7. One final time here in 2023-2024 as the high school basketball seasons are winding down. We're joined by Atchison Girls Coach. That is Nick Rebamp, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Coach, I know it wasn't the way you wanted your season to end in the first round of the sub-state tournaments, a long road trip to Independence. Again, a 50-19 score there, but we'll kind of dive into the season as a whole, but just take us back to that game against Indy and what'd you see and a few takeaways from it.
Sure. One long bus trip, and I had half the team wasn't feeling good. We've had some sickness come back around, and then that long bus ride getting off, it just took us too long to get our energy going, get into that game, and give Independence credit. They came out and they pressured us. They played hard, and they just outworked us that game. Not the way we wanted it to end, but that was a good team.
Well, let's talk about just kind of the season as a whole. Certainly some ups, certainly some downs. You had some good stretches here and there, and certainly maybe some stretches that you maybe wanted to see a little bit different. But as you see the grind that your team went through from that early December, late November, to where we are now, obviously, again, the season being over, but just the grind that you saw from your team here in 23-24, talk about that and the growth.
Sure. They exceeded expectations. They came out, they battled, they were in a lot of games. We just didn't always finish them. I like where we've come. You know, this was my third year as the coach, and my seniors led by example the whole time. They bought into the message I've been coaching and teaching since day one, and they stepped up. They've taught the underclassmen. They left the program better. And we just grinded out the season. Like I said, there's just adversity around every corner. Within league, with snow days, I mean, it was just such a weird season, but they just kept battling, and I'm proud of them for that.
And a 10-win season, 7 of the 9 games winning in the Metal-Arc Conference. But you touched up on the 4 seniors and how important they were leaving their mark on the program, and just kind of another opportunity here for you to give them a shout-out and what they truly meant to that program.
Oh, definitely. Presley, again, was our leader. She stepped up. She was our floor general. Ty Hayward, defensively, was a stud. Did everything that I asked of her, always brought positive attitude. Delaney Wilder, coming back from an ACL tear from last year. Beginning of the year, she was kind of nervous getting out there. Then she just kept going, kept competing, and got better. And then Ariana Boldridge, her defense just was so good up top on wing. And the thing that those girls did was just come and lead. And I couldn't be more proud of them and how successful they're going to become in life. Great kids.
There it is, Atchison Girls Basketball Coach. That is Nick Rebamp, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Phoenix had their season come to an end in the first round of the 4A Substate Tournament at Independence earlier this week. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time throughout the course of the year. Enjoy the off season, and before you know it, we'll probably be talking to you soon. We appreciate your time again.
Sure, no, and I appreciate what you guys do for the area athletics. It means a lot.